Hi, I'm Laura Donnelly. I'm a senior at Boston University, and I'm majoring in health science.
What was your experience with the bombings in Boston?
So I actually wasn't here. I was abroad in New Zealand. So I just remember waking up first thing and like going on Facebook and seeing my friend posted like the first thing on my newsfeed was something about a bombing in Boston. And I kind of was taken aback. Didn't really know if it was a true story because it didn't seem possible to me. Something so huge like that would happen in Boston of all places, because it's always been such a safe community. I've grown up here my whole life. And then so I started to look into it more. I Googled bombings in Boston and things were coming up right away. So yeah, and then it was like 7 a.m. in New Zealand, so I was just waiting for other people around me to wake up and so I could talk to someone about it, because I was like, I don't know what to make of this on my own. So it was all over the news. It was a worldwide event. Everyone knew about it, which is kind of crazy to me because New Zealand's so isolated. But obviously, it was kind of crazy to be sitting in my apartment there and seeing Sturro Drive, seeing like Beacon Street, seeing like the finish line and everything, and the city that I grew up in.
And have you been to the marathon other years previous to the bombing?
So my dad actually ran when I was around, I think I was like 10 years old. So we were standing right near the finish line back then to watch him. And that was really cool for me. I think that was kind of one of the first times I was really inspired. I mean, I've played sports my whole life, but I think seeing him run the marathon kind of instilled that wish to run one eventually in my life too. So then it was really cool because like I got to run it with him in Disney World. And I would love to run Boston if I could qualify or if I could raise the money enough to do it. But it's really difficult to get a number. I was considering running Bandit, but it's like I didn't want to do it in light of everything because I think there's probably so many people who are going to try to run Bandit. But
and do you plan on attending the marathon this year?
Absolutely.
Nothing has changed from that.
No, yeah. I'm interested to see if anything, if the atmosphere will be a little bit different given the events. Whether I know there's going to be that like a huge attendance. I think people are coming from all over the world to run and to just to spectate. So it'll be interesting to see kind of the differences, maybe heightened security possibly, or just I hope that it's not too, I hope that there's hasn't been like too much of a damper put on the fun of it, because I think it's an event that everyone's always looked forward to. I'm just excited for this year to see everyone come out and support, and I think that it's just going to be, I think everyone's going to be that much more spirited because it's going to represent so much to a lot of people, because I think the safety that we have every day in Boston, I guess that was like kind of threatened for a moment, and I think it just makes everyone appreciate the circumstances that we usually live in. It'll be cool to see everyone come out and support, basically, is what I'm trying to say.